listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
As we take another look at the book of James today, we're going to see an unlikely example of living faith. We're going to see it in James chapter 2, starting at verse 25, where we read this. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. In his letter, James is determined to show us the great need for a living faith and to shake anyone from the false security that they might place in a dead, inactive faith. In the few verses before James chapter 2, verse 25, he used the example of Abraham, which any of his readers would recognize as a man who was a giant of faith from the pages of the Old Testament. Now, in these verses, James 25, verses 2, 25, and 26, James used a less likely example of faith, Rahab the harlot. Her story is found in Joshua chapter 2. Rahab was a Canaanite, a people who were long hardened against God, and they were destined for a unique judgment. Rahab wasn't even a shining moral example among the Canaanites, because her profession was prostitution. Yet when two spies from the advancing tribes of Israel asked her to hide and protect them, she did. She also asked for her and her family to be saved by the people of Israel and the God of Israel, so she and her family were so saved. Therefore, James wrote, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? You see, Rahab demonstrated her trust in the God of Israel by hiding the spies and seeking salvation from their God. You can see that in Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. Rahab's faith was shown to be a living faith because it did something. Her belief in the God of Israel would not have saved her if she had not done something with that faith. Now, the previous lesson from Abraham was clear. It went something like this. If we believe in God, we will do what he tells us to do. And the lesson from Rahab in these two verses is also clear. If we believe in God, we will help his people, even at our own expense. Significantly, James used two examples of a living faith: Abraham, who was of course the father of the Jewish people, and Rahab, who was of course a Gentile. James perhaps is subtly rebuking the prejudice and partiality that may have developed on the part of Jewish Christians against the Gentile believers that were starting to come into the church. Then James made a point. It was relevant both to Rahab's example and to Abraham's. He wrote this, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." As much as you can have a body with no life, we call that a corpse, so you can have faith with no life. And faith without works is a dead faith. It's unable to save. James will admit that it is faith, or at least a kind of faith, but it's dead faith, and only living faith can save. We can think of the example of an apple tree. Where is the life of the tree? It's in the root, and underneath the bark of the tree, in the trunk. The life is not in the apples itself, the fruit that will be evident to everybody in the right season. But if the tree is alive, it will bring forth apples in season. Even so, a living faith will give forth evidence, or what we might call fruit. The theologian John Calvin had it right, at least at this point, writing about this passage. This is what Calvin wrote. "Man is not justified by faith alone, that is, by a bare and empty knowledge of God. He is justified by works. That is, his righteousness is known and proved by its fruits. Hey, you today, with a living faith, you can do just what Rahab did. You can give evidence to your living faith by the fruit that's born in your life.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.